had simply heaved. And now the porter's head, disappearing, popped out like a candle under Father's hat. The giggle mounted, mounted. She clenched her hands. She fought it down. She frowned fiercely at the dog and said, "Remember," terribly sternly. "We can decide tomorrow," she said. Constantia had noticed nothing. She sighed. "Do you think we ought to have our dressing gowns dyed as well?" "Black?" almost shrieked Josephine. "Well, what else?" said Constantia. "I was thinking, it doesn't seem quite sincere, in a way, to wear black out of doors and when we're fully dressed, and then when we're at home." "But nobody sees us," said Josephine. She gave the bedclothes such a twitch that both her feet became uncovered, and she had to creep up the pillows to get them well under again. "Kate does," said Constantia.